Hey, Mayor Deluxe Home Care. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, how can I help you?
Yes, I was trying to speak to Miss Tammy.
Yes, speaking.
Okay, the lady set up a thing for my brother yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And said that you're supposed to give me a call back, but she asked, did I get a call back? I told her no, so she gave me your number.
Yeah, I was on the phone. I saw you tried reaching me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Worries. Yeah, but you were on my to-do list for today. You spoke to someone at our agency about your brother yesterday?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. Mm-hmm. And let me just see. You're Tanya?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Is your brother with you?
No, he can't talk. He had a stroke.
Mm-hmm. But is he around?
No. Mm-hmm. I'm at home. He's at home mm-hmm. with my mom. My mom, we both take care of him, go back and forth, but it messed mm-hmm. up his speech, so he can't understand anything he says.
Uh-huh, I hear. Okay, we can try to do the state call and request the home care services. Sometimes we need the patient's consent. Sometimes that happens. Just let them know that the patient is unable to talk.
If we can do so much, then when I get down there, I can, call and have him on the phone.
Yeah, but we can try. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We can try to, get through to them. And will you serve as a caregiver?
No, my mom's going to do it. My mom's going to do it. Betty, uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, I'll give her a call after we talk to, send her in a caregiver application. Okay, I just need you to take down our agency's information before we do that call. Do you want me to text it to you? Do you want to write it down?
What do you want me to write down?
Right, our agency's information, our name and our number.
Oh, okay, yeah, let me get a pencil. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, let me write this down with this piece. Oh, okay. I'm ready when you're ready.
Okay. That would be Deluxe, D-E-L-U-X-E.
Uh-huh. Deluxe.
Home Care.
Home Care. Okay.
And my number is 314-501-2507.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. Great. You just stay on the line. Let them know that you're calling about the patient, but he's unable to talk.
Okay.
Okay? And just let them know you're requesting Deluxe Home Care, and we'll give you more information on what's needed, okay?
Okay, so tell them I'm requesting Deluxe Home Care?
Yeah, for your brother. Okay. You just stay on the line. Let me connect you.
Okay.
Community-based services. This is Angie. Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
I'm calling for my brother. How you doing? The lady connected me.
Okay, what's your brother's name?
Tor Lindsay.
And your date and his date of birth?
10/14/75.
Give me just a second to get him pulled up here.
Okay.
And what can I do for you today?
Okay. The lady called in to get service for him. He had a stroke and a seizure a couple of weeks ago, and it affected his right side and his hand and stuff. So he's going to need some help. I don't know
What kind of services are you wanting?
The number, but it's in the car, though. I'm sorry.
What kind of services are you wanting for him? Are you wanting in-home services where an agency provides workers? Or are you guys wanting to do a friend or a family member that goes through an agency?
I guess it's in-home service because my mom was going to do it for him.
That would be consumer-directed. She's going to be his caregiver.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was his date of birth?
10/14/75.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Tanya Artis.
Can you spell that for me?
Oh, a last name ARTIS, first name TANYA.
And a good callback number in case we got disconnected.
You can call me back the number that I'm on.
What's that number?
Oh, I just got this number, so I don't know. Wait a minute. By heart, it's like a 557 number. Hold on a minute. Let me see. Can I get it out of this other one? I'm sorry.
Yeah, because if you were transferred, it would show the number that transferred you.
Okay. Other. Okay, it's 557-233-8328.
8328.
Uh-huh.
All right. His primary language, is that English?
Yes, ma'am.
And his marital status, is he married, divorced, widowed, or never married?
Single.
Never married?
No, ma'am.
Does he live alone or does he live with someone?
With my mom.
And his phone number?
He don't have a phone at this time, but you can write down my mom's number.
Okay, what's her number?
314-609-4738.
And her name?
Betty Lindsay. I'm sorry.
Sorry, just one second here. How do you spell her last name?
Lindsey.
Okay. And his address?
2013 Agnes, it's spelled A-G-N-E-S Street. And it's St. Louis, Missouri, 63107.
Okay.
And that's the city.
Okay. And does he have any special communication needs as far as speaking, hearing, seeing, that the assessor would need to make special accommodations for during the assessment?
Speaking, that stroke messed the speech up. Well, it affected, you know, his speech.
Okay. All right. So let me explain to you the purpose of our program. Our program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain in their home as long as possible. He will have to meet what's called nursing home level of care to be eligible for our services. And what that means is his needs have to be the same as someone that's going into a nursing facility. He'll also have to allow an assessor to come to the home and conduct an assessment. That assessment will determine if he meets that level of care, and that's how they would base the care plan, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the next set of questions I have to ask are to ensure the safety of our assessors when they go out into a home. Will they be able to access the home safely?
Yes, ma'am. It's a house, yes.
Mm-hmm. Are there any contagious or infectious diseases of any kind in the home?
No, ma'am.
Does he live in a safe neighborhood?
Yeah.
Is there a history of violent behavior or any illegal drug activity?
No, ma'am.
Is the home structurally safe?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And does he have any dangerous pets or animals that the assessor would need to be aware of?
No, ma'am.
And are there weapons in the home?
Oh, no.
Bear with me while I get some information entered here.
Okay.
Now, does your brother have a legal guardian at this time, or does he still make his own decisions?
Well, my mom, he can, talk, but he barely can talk. But my mom, I can say he can make his like own decisions. Probably, yeah.
Now, does he need hands-on care as far as help with, like, dressing and bathing?
Yeah, because it affected his hand. So he got his hand in this little thing, I guess, for to try to, like, straighten it back out. So it's, like,
okay.
Numb. So, yeah.
Do you know what provider you guys are going to use?
I guess, do you guys have one or...
No, but you can get on Google and type in HCBS provider search, and they will come up in your area.
Okay, because I forgot the one lady that, I don't even know her name of her thing. Do you really need that right now? Or
I'm going to put unknown, and you can just let the assessor know. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
My system is not wanting to work right. Just 1 second here.
Because let me see, I don't know if I can call and get the name that what company she's with, see if she can give me the name of it.
That's okay. You guys can let the assessor know with the assessment.
When I come out, okay. Oh, I think she said to look. Home care, if I'm not mistaken, if that's what that lady was telling me. Hello?
I'm still here. Bear with me just a moment. I'm just getting everything entered. Okay. Uh-oh. Has he or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I did get all the information entered, and if everything is correct, someone will be reaching out to the number provided to schedule an assessment. Typically, it can take up to 15 business days, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go.
The deluxe home care?
No, I just put unknown because I don't want to put the wrong one, and then you guys can let the assessor know at the time of the assessment.
Okay, you could have put that one down, I guess, if that's fine, or like you said, just wait.
Yeah, just let, they'll ask at the time of the assessment. You guys can let them know for sure if you decide to go with them or a different one.
Okay, and what number would they be contacting? I can look forward to see the number.
I don't know what number, so I just suggest that you answer the calls or make sure that the number that you gave me for your mom receives a voicemail.
Okay, or either they can, if not, they can contact my number.
Let me put you down as an alternate contact. Just 1 second.
Yeah, that's the number that I gave you, the 557 number.
Yeah.
If they can't get in touch with her. Thank you.
Okay, I did get that number added as well. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to our recorded line. It's going to tell you more about our agency and what to expect from us. But before I do that, is there anything else I can do for you today?
That's it. So when they call, I just tell them about what you need help with and stuff. You're saying it's going to take 15 days?
When they call, they're going to schedule a time to come out and do the assessment.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You have a good day, and thanks for calling.
You too, and thank you.
Please hold while your call is connected.